Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, a show for all minds and thoughts. This is not a politically correct show. It's a politically incorrect show. We aim to get at facts and truth and honest discernment and value critical thinking and getting at honesty and truth and facts. That's what the show is about. I am the second prong of my introduction is about myself, that I am a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. And I also adhere to the reading, if I can, the great Christian authors such as John Milton, John Bunyan, Dante, Augustine, etc. I'm a run to radio shows. I'm the host, a podcast show, and this Blog Talk radio show, which my podcast has had over 4,200 visitors. It has both these shows of a Christian orientation, and many people from Muslim countries and China, atheist, agnostic China, visit these shows and these sites, which are Christian orientation. Those societies are not, so I'm quite pleased that they visit. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, and I have 4 in process, and 3 of the books are Christian books, and 2 are legal books, and the rest are legal books. And I'm very happy that my dear Muslim friends and colleagues visit these sites. And that's as much as I want to say about myself tonight. I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, and I'm writing more, and I enjoy writing and the process of thought and words. And that's as much as I want to say here tonight, this little intro. And tonight I'm going to talk about the issue of race and class, which are irrelevancies for me. The human race is divided into 2 or 3 races, the darker races, the Asian races, and the Caucasian races. There's a lot of talk about race, but race is no more than a kind of an accident. It's more than a species or division of humankind. It has no significance other than there are different kinds of orangutans or different kinds of dogs and horses. There's different kinds of people. So really, there should be little or no discussion on the issue of race, since it generally represents the variety of physical human nature and expression. Race is an accident. It's no more significant than different kinds of monkeys, whether orangutans or different gorillas or different kinds of dogs and horses. There should be no discussion about race, since it simply represents the variety of human nature and expression. Yet throughout the ages, for hundreds and thousands of years, race has been an issue blown sky high and out of proportion, far out of relation to its actual significance, which is quite unimportant. Let it be said here, and I think it should be said, that human intellect and intelligence are, I know and firmly believe, equally distributed among all races and peoples. So let it be said that human intelligence and intellect, I firmly believe, is equally distributed among all races and peoples. And within those races, different sorts and kinds of talents are present. But race is not an important issue. Its importance has been blown sky high. And I do think, and I say this again, that human intellect and intelligence are equally distributed among all races and peoples. And within those races, different kinds of talents and different kinds of people are present. But I think the issue of races, some races in the past have attained a degree of power, economic power, and greater advantages, and they appear to be smarter or cleverer than other racial groups. In short, most people could hardly be described as stupid in any respect, regardless of their race. So, what we have to say is that within races, different kinds of talents and people are present. But we have to say that some races, the Caucasian race, for example, have attained greater economic power and greater advantages and have thus appeared to be smarter or cleverer than other racial groups. I don't think they are. I think that they have simply attained greater power. So the Northern Caucasian races, until fairly recently, have dominated the scene. And before that, the Mediterranean peoples, such as the Greek and Romans and Egyptians, held power and sway. And then eventually the scepter of power and culture was given over and handed to the northern races that at the time were barbarians and eventually developed and rose up. And these northern races that obtained power and dominance includes the present European nations, such as the French, English, Russians, and German. And so we have to say that the northern Caucasian races have, because of their economic power, dominated the scene for some time. But it may be said before that the Mediterranean people, such as the Greek and Romans and Egyptians, at one time held power and sway, but then it was handed over to what the barbarians, which are the present European people, such as the French, English, Russians, and Germans. And I have to note here that the Chinese and Arab peoples were at one time in far advance of the Europeans, especially in the Middle Ages. So, what are we going to say about race here? Race doesn't mean too much. It doesn't mean anything. But people use it as a club and bludgeon over other people because they have greater power, economic power. So they use races less developed to dominate them. As I said, race is an accident of human development and is essentially meaningless. I'm not a biologist, geneticist, or anthropologist, but I have noticed that as one proceeds further south, skin becomes darker. This is true of Spanish people, Italian people, and Greek people. And as you proceed farther north, the skin becomes lighter. Such is true of Scandinavians and Germans and English. And as one proceeds very far south, the skin pigmentation becomes very dark, as is true in Africa. I can only speculate, and I'm not an anthropologist, I have no knowledge of this subject, that it appears that darkness of the skin is an adaptation to the sun as a form of protection, with the contact with the sun resulting in a darker skin. That's the meaningless of race. And the certain races, if they can do it, because of their economic power, use race as a club and bludgeon over darker races. As I said, race is an accident of human development and is meaningless. Yet I have noticed that as one proceeds farther south, the skin pigmentation becomes darker, such as Spanish, Italian, and Greek people. As one proceeds farther north, the skin pigmentation becomes lighter, such as Scandinavians, Germans, and English. And as one proceeds very far south, the skin becomes very dark, as true in Africa. I can only speculate, and I'm not an anthropologist. I have no knowledge of why or wherefore, that darkness of skin is an adaptation to the intense sun and is a result of the extended contact, resulting in a darker skin. So it's quite apparent that race means nothing. Why does it mean a great deal? Because it's in human corruption and greed. Human beings, as bad as they are, will use anything to obtain power and dominance over other people. But race really means nothing. It's an accident, and it's an adaptation to the sun, most likely. And that's really all it is. But it means a great deal to some people because human beings will use anything to obtain power and dominance over others. If they can say the darker races are stupid and so attain power over them and keep them at the bottom of the society, they'll do so. So, race is a bludgeon used by human beings corruptly and bad as they are to obtain economic power and dominance over others. So the lighter races at one time were able to dominate the darker races by saying they were stupid and get power over them and keep them at the bottom of society. So race is used as a basis with power and money to dominate over one race, usually the darker race. One race having the temporary power and money will dominate the other race. Oh, so That's about it on the issue of lust. It's an accident. It's an adaptation to the sun. It is a people who use it as a bludgeon through their economic power to keep darker races in tow and to and by their power and money enslave and dominate these darker races for the moment. Now I want to talk about something else, class distinctions. I find class distinctions disgusting. No rational, intelligent, or caring person can even ever possibly think to the slightest extent that class matters. No rational, sensible, intelligent, moral, or caring person would ever believe or even think to the slightest extent that class matters. Class is a matter of who has the economic power at any given time. It's a matter of money. And the persons having attained power and money refer to themselves as the upper class. And those who lack power and money are referenced as lower class. So that's a matter of class. It's meaningless. It's a way of a person obtaining power and dominance through their economic power and money. The people having the money refer to themselves as upper class. And those who lack power are referenced as lower class. But unfortunately, class has come to be connected with race. The lighter races have made a claim that they're somehow upper class. The darker races have been placed in the lower caste. So the lighter races have made a claim that they're somehow upper class because they obtain money and power. And having obtained dominance and economic power over the darker races, they place them in the lower caste of society. The white Aryan, white Aryan invaders in India enslaved and made lower class the dark Dravidians. And the English, French, Americans, and Spanish did the same to the Africans. So, ladies and gentlemen, I end this little talk with I object to race and class distinctions, and they make me ill, because they're nothing more than the phenomena of human corruption. It is that people use race and use their economic power to keep other people at the bottom. It is a matter of power and money, and race is used as a basis and a bludgeon to keep, in many instances, the darker races at the bottom. So it's a good thing that you can raise yourself and have more education and opportunities. But human beings, however, use their rise into the upper class to attack those below them. Race and class are really not really true. They are good things in a sense. They can be. But the human beings will use race to dominate people below them because of their race, because they have greater economic power. And the same thing as class. They will use their economic power to raise themselves and call themselves upper class. Race is a good thing, since God created different kinds of people, looking different, and having their own particular kinds and types of beauty. So race is good. It means that God created different people, looking different, with different kinds of beauty and goodness. And it reveals his love for all men. And race class is good because people raise themselves to a better economic status and call themselves upper class. But they do use it to bludgeon people below them. And as I said, it's the corruption of humanity that results in the problem of race and class. God made a good world, but humanity blackened it by using race and class incorrectly and as a bludgeon to keep people down below them, whether of the darker races or of the less wealthy races groups. If you want to know more about this little essay, you can look at my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, pages 92 to 94, where this essay, Race and Class, False Standards in Search of an Answer, is set forth. I hope you will enjoy this little talk. Please read this section of my book on this subject. Good night.